Time now for the program, Your Money in Changing Times, with author and financial counselor, Larry Burkett.
The way that we're handling our finances is the outside visible sign of what's going on inside spiritually.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of How to Manage Your Money with Larry Burkett.
Ultimately, we want to accomplish something, and that is to tell God's people that God has something to say about finances that they need to understand.
Hi, I'm Steve Moore, and welcome to our premier edition of Money Matters with Larry Burkett.
I knew that if I needed a good perspective on this question, that you'd have an answer.
No, well, thank you, Jan. We'll sure try if we can.
My wife and I are in credit card debt, several thousand dollars.
Do I really believe what God says? Or do I just say that I believe what God says?
My husband has actually asked me not to donate any more to the church.
Normally, I find when you don't communicate well about money, that is not the problem. That's a symptom.
My question is about fundraising for our church.
If this is from the Lord, He'll provide the funds for you.
This is Money Watch, a weekend magazine from Christian Financial Concepts.
You can practically clean everything in your home with vinegar.
Oh, you can!
Yes, I can! Yes, I can!
A church can find these times as an incredible time of ministry.
Teaching kids that money doesn't grow on trees doesn't have to be dull, dry, and boring.
How you doing there, Larry? And
good.
Steve. The doctors say that you have two tumors, one in your right kidney and the other in your left shoulder.
Mm-hmm. Big shock. There again, it's God's will, not my will. And I'll try to do and handle whatever God hands me. God's will be done.
Mm-hmm.
This organization is going to be called Crown Financial Ministries.
It became very clear to us that this is exactly what the Lord wanted.
We think so much alike, it's scary. We have exactly the same vision for what God wants us to accomplish and have had it for very many years. We've talked as well about trying to move the radio program a little more away from me. I do it with real confidence that there's somebody out there that can deliver God's message. Mm-hmm. There are many other people out there involved just as intensely as I am.
You know, Jesus never said that spiritual issues and material issues are mutually exclusive.
So I see a direct connection between your knowledge of investing and stewardship matters and glorifying God.
Well, how do we know if we're being faithful?
Tithing is recognition of God's ownership.
Investing, at its best, is an exercise of faith.
We've got a staff of people who are truly excellent standing behind this program. But you know the most exciting thing, Steve? It is not through our efforts that we've succeeded. Mm-hmm. It is because God wanted this message out for this generation.
If they were to pray for me, pray that I be faithful to the Lord till He takes me home.
From Crown Financial Ministries, this is Money Matters. And today we're saddened to report to you the death of our longtime host and the co-founder of Crown, Larry Burkett.
I just want to thank the Lord for Larry. And I will greatly miss my brother in the Lord and my radio friend.
And if I sound emotional, it's because I love Larry very much.
I will miss him. God bless you, and I hope his ministry increases.
Larry recognized that we had an outstanding board in place. The radio department is world class. And he wanted to leave a legacy of an organization that could equip people around the world. And so it is our turn to run the race and equip as many people as possible to handle money God's way.